USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are releasing the text of a resolution involving the next steps in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The House is expected to vote on the resolution Thursday. It formally authorizes public hearings and the transmission of witness depositions to the House Judiciary Committee. Vote or no vote, Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise says,
Pelosi needs to declare a mistrial. This has been a tainted process from the start. What happened today confirms, even worse, just how poorly Adam Schiff is handling this process and denying the ability for Republicans to even ask basic questions.
The Defense Department is awarding a $34 billion contract to Lockheed Martin to build nearly 500 F-35 fighter jets. The planes are to be built in Fort Worth, Texas, and come in three different versions, one for the Navy, Marines, and Air Force. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The closed-door testimony continues in the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry against President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden. Son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting with U.S. troops at Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. Speaking at a roundtable, the vice president says the administration has been working to increase funding for U.S. national defense.
We're absolutely committed to keeping our promises to our veterans. It is simply a reflection of the gratitude the American people feel to all of you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Kincade fire is still raging in Sonoma County, California, but there is some good news. New numbers from CAL FIRE show the fire only grew by about 1,000 acres overnight. The fire has now burned more than 75,000 acres. Good weather conditions are helping firefighters, but high winds could also fan the flames that are expected to pick up later today. I had a chance to catch up with Nicole Miller. She's a Petaluma, California resident, which is in Sonoma County. And one of the things I asked her was how the response has been from the elected officials and if there's any frustration that people are feeling with either the power company or even local officials.
I know that Governor Newsom has expressed a lot of frustrations with PG&E, and I think that PG&E itself, I would say the community seems very frustrated as well. About 2 weeks ago, PG&E shut off our power here in Petaluma as a precautionary measure, and we didn't even have any kind of a wind event. And so people were like, what is going on? Then this weekend, they did shut off power to many people, but they didn't to us residents in Petaluma, and we have this historic wind event where people were woken up in the middle of the night by the wind, and yet our power was still on. So it's very interesting to see when PG&E makes these decisions and why they make these decisions. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us here on the ground.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.